WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
Sunday night, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTR live. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit code Rockstock in the Fortnite item shop, because hashtag epic partner, things are getting interesting in the UFC Apex. As we speak, as a certain championship has just been abducted. Anyway, thanks, Siri. Siri responded to the word championship. So thanks, Siri. Anyway, I'm the producer, joined as always by the intern.
What is up, everyone?
We're at a battleground tonight, right? A battleground.
We are at the battleground. And it's been an interesting show so far.
It has been an interesting show thus far. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about Clash at the Castle. And we have the one and only Tim Stein.
Everyone's favorite game. Does Tim's mic work?
Tim's mic works just fine. It works even better when I take it off mute to say good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. The one, the only, the original. Everybody else is an imposter and an imitator. And take it from me, because we are the real voice of wrestling. Streaming live on twitch.tv/WTR live. Go ahead.
So many old catchphrases in that intro. So many.
You're welcome.
Anyway, as mentioned,
I reached for that.
You did.
I'll have you know.
You did.
I stood up. I stayed up until like 4 or 5 in the afternoon with ice packs on my head. The whole bit, thinking that up.
As mentioned, Clash at the Castle is live this Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 on the West Coast. Check your local listings for time and availability in your area.
Rock, I have a quick question.
Yes. Anything?
When someone appeared at Battleground, what name did they call her?
I don't know. I can't hear the show.
Okay. because I don't know if they brought out her old name or if they went kayfabe and used her TNA name.
Who would they say?
I didn't hear.
Oh.
So that's what I was trying to ask, but...
I don't know.
It'd be really interesting, because it's like, do they acknowledge the fact that this person has been here, or is it...
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't hear the name who they said. And who we're referring to is Dana Brooke. It's Ash by Elegance, or something like that, in TNA.
But it does look like Jordan still has her belt. It wasn't absconded with, but you at least put a TNA angle on your show. That's interesting.
That is interesting. Apparently Vic said Dana Brooke.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, you go with your WWE name because why not? Well, there is an open challenge next Saturday, at Against All Odds.
Next week.
Whenever the next TNA premium live event is, there's a knockouts championship open challenge
the
match.
14th, so Friday.
Friday. Okay, there you go. They do Friday events. That's right. But we're not here to talk about it. We're here at Clash at the Castle live, 2 p.m. Eastern this Saturday from Scotland. Five big matches on this show. I think we're going to start with what will be the main event and work our way backwards a little bit. Cody Rhodes and AJ Styles, I quit for the Undisputed Championship.
I mean, they had to ratchet this up a little bit because we saw the first match in Saudi.
We did.
So you had to step it up a little bit with the I quit step.
And using it based off the retirement angle kind of made sense.
Yeah. If AJ wants to come out and do the Mark Henry, you know, in the powder blue jacket to be like, hey, without saying it was going to be a retirement, doing everything he could to avoid the words,
giving up the keys, you know, this is your house now, all the things.
All that fun stuff.
Going home, being a full-time dad.
Yeah. So without saying all of that, but having this I quit stipulation and kind of giving finality to the moment makes some sense. And besides, AJ was not going to be the challenger coming into SummerSlam. So you have to kind of wrap this all up and then get going with whatever Cody's going to have for the big show.
Yeah.
I mean,
makes sense. Well, you got
not
to,
that
you,
I'm telegraphing who I'm picking, but...
But you also have Money in the Bank in between as well. So... Mm-hmm. So they have some time because we actually don't know technically who Cody's challenger is going to be because that's to be determined. Since Gunther is going to challenge Damian or Drew or whoever's the world champion at SummerSlam in 2 months.
Yeah.
So we got some time.
But also this could, if you do like an I quit and let's say AJ does get frustrated and does this kind of like, well, screw it, I'm out of here. We just talked Battleground to start the show, right, Rock?
Yeah.
There's someone made an appearance at Battleground, which, you know, may lend to some talent exchange, and AJ would be that perfect person where it's like if you wanted to send someone, like a big name, to be able to go do some stuff with TNA, which just celebrated its 20th anniversary, that could be a thing, you know?
Yeah, it could be a thing. You're still trying to push that narrative. I don't know if I see AJ Styles actually going to TNA.
I don't either, but it would be a really big olive branch if WWE sent someone like him back over. I mean, not even for like extended, just to make an appearance, just to be like, hey, AJ Styles is at TNA. Holy shit.
He's at Slammiversary, yeah.
Yeah, something along those lines. It would be, like I said, it's a big olive branch. It's a big kind of, I can't even think of the word I'm trying to say here.
It legitimizes whatever they're trying to do.
Right. Instead of just like, oh, we're going to send Tatum Paxley over, it's kind of like, all right, cool. I mean, you sent your female champion, you know, one of your bigger names for TNA, Jordynne Grace, over for this show. It's like, yeah, if you wanted to, you could send someone back. Sweet.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, a Kenny Omega situation where we're like, oh, we're just using TNA for our purposes.
Yeah.
But that's me.
I mean, they kind of did use TNA for their purposes. I don't think TNA ever, or Impact at that point, benefited anything.
But they got Kenny Omega on their show.
Did they really get that?
And the Good Brothers.
Okay, great. And then Christian.
There was nothing that came out of that.
Christian was the world champion for a little bit. Or, yeah, wasn't he? Did he win back the title?
Like a cup of coffee.
Oh, interesting. They just flashed a tweet up on the board, or on the show. from Cody saying, actually thinking of dashing down to Florida this week with a gift to see and see some old friends, Vic Joseph, Shawn Michaels.
I mean,
did Cody show up on NXT TV?
I mean, probably, you know, that's probably getting ready to go. Everyone's getting ready to go to Glasgow, so makes sense he would be in Florida.
That would be a big ratings get.
I mean, the ratings are doing well.
Yeah.
At the moment. Getting closer and closer to some Dynamite ones. But anyway, we're not talking about that. No. Cody retained this on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm picking Cody on this just because, like, I don't, even though there's been the talk of, like, we don't know fully what we're doing with Cody. You don't take the belt off of him right now. If you want to, I mean, you can, if you have a good challenger at SummerSlam, you could, because that gets you a build to Rumble and WrestleMania if he has to chase for it. But I don't think it's going to be in Scotland. If a belt changes in Scotland, it's going to be something else, although I think something else may happen. And if that does, Interpol better be ready.
We'll talk about that here in a bit. So, Tim, Cody retain?
I can't see them taking the belt off Cody for a long time. He had an immense buildup to him finally getting the damn thing. If he holds it for less than a year, it was all a complete waste. Really.
I disagree.
So, to make a short answer long, yeah, Cody retains.
But I'm going to disagree with you. Him losing the belt and winning the belt back in a six-week span is still perfectly acceptable, because sometimes the babyface needs to chase it back a little bit. Look at back to Stone Cold and The Rock. Babyface chased a lot in the Attitude Era. Made TV more dramatic, and having the title change and not to be too predictable every single month kind of helps. But Cody should be the long-term champion, whether he drops it and regains it. That's just my opinion, though.
Yeah, I don't really agree with winning and dropping and winning and dropping and then winning and retaining. We saw that too much with Mercedes Moné.
But if he drops it once and picks it back up. No, I'm saying if he just not... If he picks it
no,
back
no,
up.
No, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But at the same time, at this point in time, it's bad continuity to do that this soon after his victory over Roman.
No, but if it happens in, say, September, October, I'd be okay with him chasing back into the Royal Rumble.
Like if he loses it for 1 month or just for one stretch of time between PLEs.
Yeah, that's all. Just make something
October, November. Yeah.
Yeah. Something unpredictable. Now it's too early, but later down the line, we're going to get to a point where things get a little bit too stale with it. And we'd probably need something to freshen it up, because that championship never changes hands. And
it probably doesn't need to be the marathon championship.
Yeah, we could deal with some title changes.
And with Cody, you could have him essentially get screwed out of the title. Something wonky happens, he drops the belt. And then, like you said, next PLE, it's just like, all right, he can win it back, and it's not going to hurt him at all.
No, it's not going to hurt anyone at that point.
Here's the thing about an I Quit match. It's one of those few matches that basically allows you to do a no DQ.
Yeah,
did they not spend the last 2 weeks rebuilding the Bullet Club?
The club, yeah.
The club.
Rebuilding them or aligning? I wouldn't say rebuilding. I would say aligning them.
Reaffirming.
Yeah.
Refreshing. Sure.
Yeah.
At least the original club.
7-upping the club because they're refreshing it. It worked.
Is that what 7-up is?
Refreshing.
No, but like...
It's bringing back the club.
Or like an improvement to club soda?
7-up is 7-up is an improvement to club soda. Yes.
But is that how it was marketed in the beginning? I'm only asking Tim because he's old enough to know.
Not in the beginning, because I wasn't around in the beginning. And remind me to wrestle slap you later.
Now that you're
Tim was around long enough that it's the only thing that there was water.
Listen, I have been around long enough to remember drinking 7-Up out of a green glass bottle.
They had glass back in that day?
Shut up.
Anyway, Case, Cody, AJ, who wins?
Cody.
All right, there you go.
Just right off. There we go. Good job, Case.
Well, I didn't want to waste time. I'm sure you guys hit all the talking points.
We sure did. Triple
and then some.
Triple threat tag team match for the WWE Women's Tag Team titles. Bianca and Jade defend against Alba and Isla and against Zoe and Shayna. Baszler. Thoughts?
It's a triple threat to protect the deficiencies that we are still seeing from a certain strong woman.
Nah, I don't know. I would disagree.
I would say it was an interesting way of fitting in some country women onto the show that they've been doing for other matches as well.
That I think that tracks a little bit more.
Yeah.
Elba and Isla? Huh. What can we do to put them on? Hey, let's make it a triple threat.
And it's been getting them back on television, which is always a good thing because they have been off for a while.
It'll be interesting to see if they touch on the fact that, like, they were the NXT women's champs and it was Shayna who essentially took that from them.
Yeah.
To create the unified belts, and all three of them are in this match.
Which is interesting. Nice, a little bit of backstory to it.
Yeah.
And also it's really interesting of the fact, like, remember, people have been decrying for a while. It's like, oh, the women's tag belts don't mean anything. They're not featured. There's only 5 matches on this pay-per-view, and one of them is the women's tag belts.
They've been consistently on the PLE.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's been in Australia, where were they last month?
France.
They've been on featured on the last few, so that's been pretty good.
And you've got it on 2 of your hot talents right now, Bianca and Jade. So
which makes it even more of a priority for WWE right now.
Exactly.
That said, who's gonna win this match?
Bianca and Jade retain.
Yeah, I don't necessarily see the titles changing hands yet.
They're not ready. I think when the titles do drop is when get, I think, what everyone thinks is going to happen, the implosion of the mega powers and building to that match. Now, you still have Money in the Bank. You still, I mean, there is SummerSlam there, but I think SummerSlam is still a bit too early to quite break them up. So I see them holding the belt for a little while, maybe at Rumble, maybe at Survivor or TLC, whatever the December one is.
Well, they haven't been having it. Yeah, it's probably Survivor Series, the last one of the year.
Late November. And then you can build towards, like, a Mania build with them if you want to, because that is going to be, of course, the big money match is having those two beat the hell out of each other.
And as we're seeing with how Triple H has been booking, things are being put out for long-term rather than short-term gratification, yeah. So, Tim, who you got?
Didn't I already say who I had?
I'm not sure. I'm making sure.
He did. It was Bianca. Did.
Okay.
Bianca and Jade.
Bianca Cage. And Jade retain.
Right.
Bianca and Jade.
Okay. Now, one with some real history behind it. It's been building for months. Sami Zayn and still under contract Chad Gable for the Intercontinental Championship.
I love how you said that with a question mark at the end.
Because
well,
it is.
As of this weekend.
So this weekend, he's maybe under, not under contract, maybe handshake deal through the PLE. Who knows?
I mean, we've heard one piece of news of someone whose contract is expiring and it's not going to be renewed.
Yeah, no, that's official.
Yeah,
nothing's official until it's actually official.
Just as long as Samantha stays.
But Sammy and Chad should be a fun match, guys.
Go ahead. It'll be a little bit different from the last time they clashed, because the last match they had was like, you did me a favor. Absolutely. Here's your title shot. Now it's, you have like a definitive Chad Gable, like he's going to try and beat the crap out of him to get that title, and will seemingly do not just anything within the means of the rules, but now he's willing to do anything. So it'll be a nice change from what we've seen before. So we're not going to get sort of like the same thing that we have been.
It won't be clean like the last one was.
What part does Otis play?
My thinking is this match is the match that finally drives the rest of Alpha Academy away from Chad.
You think?
I'm thinking so. You see them teetering here and there, and Sammy appealing to them, like, what the hell are you guys doing? And they're looking like, well, we're brainwashed and can't figure it out yet.
Yeah.
Right? So, what was your question?
What role does Otis play?
Yeah, that's the number one question. I see Chad bitching at Otis to do something, and Otis hesitating again, and then Chad slapping him, and that snaps Otis, and Otis finally snaps and costs Chad the match.
Do you guys agree?
And walks out on him.
I see Otis kind of seeing the light a bit here, because we have seen him kind of teetering. We have seen Chad slapping him. But I think the big thing that happened was this past week, when it was you had Tozawa and Maxine both kind of stand up to Chad. Chad kicked them out. Sammy was sitting there, you know, fighting with Chad, and it took Chad throwing Sammy into Otis to get the response. And Otis was simply acting on reaction of, he felt someone hit him, he knocked out, you know, hurt Maxine, knocked out Tozawa, and when he turned around, it was Sammy right there, and it's just like, oh, okay. But Otis is not stupid, and it's one of those things like, oh, you can watch video back, see what happened, and be like, huh. Because what's Chad going to say in that, you know, if they touch on it before match, he can't be like, oh no, Sammy ran into you, when it was, he clearly got thrown. And I think it's going to be one of those things where Maxine and Tozawa are trying to stop, you know, trying to appeal to Chad, like, don't do this, don't do this. And when he tries to get Otis to do it, they're going to serve as kind of the angel on the shoulder for him of like, you don't have to do this. And I still think that we are going to eventually get Chad and Creed's together, because that's, I think, your better heel grouping, because you need to do something with the Creed's. They've been on a bit of a losing streak. They haven't been featured as much, and I think putting them with Chad and having like an old school wrestling stable, you know, US Express kind of thing, but heel, could work, or you know, like the world's greatest tag team kind of thing. I think that could work. And I don't think, like, if Otis helps Chad, the crowd wants to cheer Otis.
Yeah,
you hear it right now.
Yeah.
And I don't think him helping Chad is going to help things overall. I think everyone's going to sit there and be like, oh. And I don't think turning Otis heel is going to work, because we already saw heel Chad, heel Otis. They were a comedy thing. I don't think them as monsters is going to quite work. I think Chad as a monster is fine.
Yeah.
But as you said, the big thing looming, as we talked about, you know, with Becky and Liv in Saudi, is what is the contract status of Chad Gable? It could be a handshake deal. It could be Chad decides that he's going to leave, and so that's really going to affect how this match ultimately ends up.
Yeah. So who wins?
Oh, Sammy retains.
Keish?
I am leaning towards Sammy retaining. I kind of wish we knew the contract status of Chad Gable, because like, I'm not like definitively confident that's the case. But I do agree with a lot of Brent's sentiments about Akira and Maxine being like the angel on Otis' shoulder. Also, they saw the whole thing, so they could literally just be like, no, no, Chad pushed Sammy into you when you hit us. So I'm going Sammy. But like, yeah, it's going to be one of those things where Chad Gable kind of loses control of his stable.
Right.
So I talked all of that up. I think what you can do here, Otis doesn't necessarily help Chad, but he distracts enough for Chad to win, which will lead to Chad Otis for the IC title.
That's the long-term play, you think?
I think that gives you a chance. Because, like I said, the fans really want to cheer Otis, and it gives that foil for Chad to be like, I know everything about you, and yet Otis can rally the fans with him and try to overcome and win.
Interesting. Okay.
And I think if you take the belt off of Sammy here, it's not a bad thing, because as we talked about to start the show, a little bit of movement on belts isn't going to hurt, especially when that belt was held for 666 days beforehand.
Yep. All right. The WWE Women's Championship is on the line. Bayley, Piper Niven, what are we thinking?
I think they're doing a fun job of like trying to set up Piper as like a credible threat to take the title off Bayley. And like, I mean, Chelsea Green is doing everything that she needs to do perfectly as well as a supporting character. I'm
such a fan.
Yeah. I don't think this is the one where Bayley loses the title. I like how they're doing it. It's just not quite enough for me to believe that the title's going to change hands.
How loud do we think the crowd's going to be in favor of Piper?
Oh, it's going to be very pro-Piper. I'd be surprised if it wasn't.
I think the fans will want to cheer Bayley, but I think they're absolutely going to be behind Piper because Countrywoman.
Nobody's going to be upset with Bayley retaining, which is my pick, by the way. But yeah, they're all going to be hometown girling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which they should. I mean, they're building these events for people in their hometowns.
Yeah, kind of like when Kaci wrestles in Glamorgan, everybody cheers, even though they know he's going to lose.
I mean, yeah.
Well, and the nice thing about this is we haven't been out to Scotland a lot. I mean, they do their European tour, so they'll hit Edinburgh or Glasgow. But the whole thing about this is you've got a number of talents on your show from there that you can feature. And yeah, it gives people the chance to, you know, cheer someone that they haven't seen in that region for, you know, a few years probably. Because, I mean, Piper, I mean, she may have competed for Progress or WCPW, but you now get to see them on the big stage.
In a spotlight match. Yeah.
Right. In a spotlight match, and it's kind of like, wow, look at where they've come. And, you know, for them, it's like Rhea Ripley walking out in Australia. You could see that meant a ton to her. And so being able to put Alba and Isla on the mat, or, you know, on the card, being able to get Piper out there. And of course, you know, Drew got to feel it at Cardiff last year, but now he gets to feel it in his actual home.
Yeah.
That's more than anything. And it's going to help contribute to that environment that we've seen at these international PLEs where it's just like, wow, they're rabid for this right now.
Yeah.
Which makes everything better.
Yeah.
Because we still talk about France. Jesus, that was insane.
Well, and like...
in Puerto
Rico. You even had Saudi kind of like taking... seeing what they did there and like trying to do something very similar.
Mm-hmm.
So you're obviously going to get something akin to that in the UK as well.
Oh, absolutely.
So who's your pick, Brent?
I'm going to go with Bayley here. I think Piper will be like Nyla, or like, I'm sorry, Naya. Nyla's the other company. I think featuring Piper on this stage, giving her a title match, helps elevate her a bit, because I think the last title match she had was Mania or Chamber before Mania when Becky was the champion. So it's been a while, but you give like Bayley a big credible threat to have to overcome, kind of like Rhea did in Australia, but the roles are reversed in terms of the country supporting whoever. But it allows you to, you know, get Piper in a title match, get Bayley a good opponent, and then kind of build Bayley to whatever's going to happen for SummerSlam.
Between her and Nia.
Because now it can be like either Bayley becomes a Queen Slayer, or, you know, she had to take down Piper. It took a lot out of her, and now she has to face like the real beast.
Again, you and someone else probably in between. Yeah. I believe Kaci, you're going Bayley as well. Just to make
yes,
it official.
I am.
And we are her Tim Sai, his pick. Is yep. Bayley. All right, then there's the other match for the world heavyweight title, the one everyone's talking about, Damian Priest and Drew McIntyre.
If a title changes hands at Clash, this will be it, in my opinion.
Why is that?
Well, isn't this Drew's second go-around at the castle for a title?
It is.
Isn't this Drew's second spotlight match in his hometown? Well, country.
Yes, it is.
Well, I mean, I guess technically UK would be a nation.
Home island?
That might work.
Anyway.
Home area. Homeland. Homelander. Anyway.
That's a whole different show, Tim.
Yes, it is. I have a hard time seeing Damian losing the title. But at the same time, I'm thinking Liv Morgan is going to make an appearance, do something to cause what's his name, Dominic, to do something stupid that winds up costing Damian the title. Just one of a lot of different possibilities that they could script out, because what they've been doing with Judgment Day, it wouldn't surprise me if that happens. And it all leads back again to the Liv Morgan revenge tour. Initially I picked in Liv's, I know I'm all over the place with this one, but I initially picked Becky to retain when she went up against Liv because I didn't see the story they were doing until that win by Liv. And it's part of Liv Morgan getting revenge on Rhea, and at the same time building into it a storyline with Dominic.
Mm-hmm.
I see something right? else happening.
Yeah, but do you follow what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
I'm not saying this is going to happen. I'm just saying this is a very logical possibility, and I could see it happen. And it's been teased very gently, very lightly. Since before WrestleMania, that there are serious problems in Judgment Day. And Rhea has always been the glue to hold the group together. She's like mommy. And she acted, she's, you know, been mommy. Not just for Dominic, but for the entire group. And without her, things are a little bit rougher, if you will. And so if this happens, I will not be surprised. If this happens, don't be surprised. I don't see it happening. I don't see them taking the title off of Damian. I've got absolutely no problems with them giving the title to Drew. I would love for Drew to have another decent run with that belt, this time in front of the fans, like he very much deserves, in my opinion. And eventually he will wind up with that title. I just don't think it's going to be at Castle. That's one take.
Brent has another take.
So Tim brought up the fact that this is Drew's second time fighting in essentially the main event for the top title.
One of the top titles.
For a world championship.
Okay.
Last time he fought for a world title, he got screwed out of it by a debuting Solo Sikoa.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was pissed. I mentioned earlier on this show that Interpol may need to be called if something happens.
What are you thinking?
I am cheering for anarchy because we haven't seen someone on TV for a few weeks now, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And his mission is to make Drew's life miserable because Drew cost him his shot at WrestleMania. He screwed Drew out of the title once at Mania.
Look in my eyes. What do you see?
Punk screwing Drew in Scotland because that would set up a nuclear match between the two.
Drew McIntyre is very aware of that possibility. He addressed it on Twitter.
Oh, he knows. He knows it's coming. But it's also one of those things where it's like Tim, I mean, you could do both things like Tim brought up earlier. You could have a moment where Dom is trying to, you know, help out Damian, and he provides the distraction. And so there's Liv, there's Dom, there's Damian. They're all kind of talking it out. Drew is just sitting there. And then all of a sudden, like, Punk just hits, you know, like, cleans Drew's clock. And Damian just kind of turns around and is like, oh, well, shit. 1, 2, 3, that's it. And then, if anything, you could have, you know, the reason you could do that is, let's say Punk is available to work Money in the Bank. You could have Drew cost him that, and then it sets up Mania for the two of them to just beat the high hole hell out of
him. SummerSlam.
Or SummerSlam. You could have Punk lose Money in the Bank, and then it just sets up those two, and then it gives you the chance to have that Damian Gunther match unabated.
Yeah.
Because I think if you have Drew sitting there, the question becomes, okay, what happens with Punk? If he's not available for SummerSlam, then yeah, Drew Gunther could be great, but we've already kind of seen that. Damian Gunther we haven't seen, but would be hard-hitting. It could, you know, that could turn out great. And then you still have, I think, looming in the background. They have put it on ice, but you always have what's going to happen between Damian and Finn, and kind of that, as Tim talked about, this essential vacuum in the Judgment Day with Rhea not there. Because they were all happy-go-lucky. It's all, hey, you know, we'll be here when you come back. We're in this together. But you've seen things going on with Carlito kind of in the mix because of Dominic. You've seen Dominic distracted because of Liv. You have JD and Finn who are kind of distracted with Braun Strowman and all of that. And so you have a lot of different things going on with the Judgment Day, and you still have that lurking of, you know, Damian's an original member. Finn was brought in. When Finn came in, things changed. who's really in charge, especially when Rhea is not there to kind of lay the law down.
So, Case, you've heard two people throw out wild scenarios about interference. Do you believe this match is a one-on-one clean match?
No.
Good.
All who's right!
Who's your wild interference showing up?
Yokozuna.
Wow. That's a...
No.
No. Saudi Arabia thought they could get Yokozuna.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, right. We're in the castle. Yeah. I think that any of those options are completely feasible. There's also a possibility that all of those things could happen at once, or maybe not at once, but like in this match. Because all of those things, like CM Punk screwing Drew out of the title to set them up for SummerSlam, completely feasible. Great build to that. Take my money. I like the idea of Drew winning, especially because that is like basically his hometown. I will never say no to Drew and Gunther wrestling at any time for any reason. But I'm also
shut up and take my money.
Exactly. I also would like to see Gunther and Damian Priest go at it. I think that would be fun to watch Damian get judged by Gunther's hand. Liv getting involved if you have Dom trying to get involved is a thing, but I feel like that's one of the lesser likely scenarios because Damian has been very adamant about Judgment Day not really interfering in his matches. Even though a lot of the times it's worked out in his favor, he still gets kind of... Yep. He's not usually very, like, inviting to the fact that it happened. So I think I'm leaning more towards... And this is only because I want to see it more. From, like, a fresh matchup perspective, I want to see Damian keep the title with Punk screwing Drew over and having Punk and Drew, provided Punk is healthy for SummerSlam, and then Priest and Gunther for SummerSlam, because that will be a fresh match. It will also be a nice one to have going into SummerSlam, because I would look at that and go, this is going to be a tough choice, because you have Gunther's, like, basically, with exception of that one blip of Sammy, like, just dominating. He's the king of the ring. He had that ridiculous intercontinental title reign. So, like, you put those two together, and all of a sudden you're like, ooh, there's a chance he could cost it. Where Drew and Gunther have clashed a few times, so I'd be okay if we got a little, like, we kind of let that go a little longer and maybe see it again down the line, but it doesn't have to be this right away. So I'm going to go with Priest retaining, but not clean.
Let me ask you this. You're talking about having Gunther and Damian at SummerSlam. Fresh? Yes, very fresh. Would you be ready to have Gunther wind up being the champion as early as SummerSlam?
Yep, I can see it happening.
A bit too soon?
Well, SummerSlam's what, August?
Yeah.
Beginning of.
Yeah, so seemingly you have a month and a half to build that up. Plus, if you look at everything that's happened to him up until this point, like multi-year title reign, he's gone through so many people on that roster already that having him, even though he just lost the title, even though it wasn't necessarily, like, it wasn't the cleanest of pins or, like, as definitive as, like, super definitive, so... Yeah, he lost, but at the same time, it wasn't a strong loss. There's arguments there that Sammy got lucky. Then he goes and wins the King of the Ring, which is basically like kind of just another feather in his cap saying, yeah, I am a great wrestler. I just won this tournament. And now he's just focused on Damian leading up. So you've got basically a month and a half to build that story, and you can have him go through JD. You can have him go through Finn. You can have him intimidate Dominic and work his way through Judgment Day to get to Damian. And he would, like, I could see him winning at SummerSlam. Like, I can't choose who would win definitively right now, and I wouldn't be surprised if he won.
Okay. Tim, who do you got?
At the end of the day, I don't see Damian dropping him.
Okay. And Brent?
I am cheering for Anarchy. So Damian winning thanks to one Phillip Brooks interfering.
Well, there
you
go.
Look in my eyes. What do you see?
A bunch of broken dreams for Drew McIntyre. That will do it for WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Next Sunday, we'll review the show live at 10 p.m. Eastern. But tomorrow night, it's the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll recap everything that goes down on Monday Night Raw. Thursday night, we preview Clash at the Castle on the Rack at 10 p.m. Eastern. Friday night, it's game night. Or no, it's GM Battles on Friday. Where me and Brent go one-on-one in WWE 2K24 My GM mode. Saturday night, it's game night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're doing Golf with Friends again. It was fun.
Yay!
So if you missed it last week, or last night, we'll be playing again this Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Followed by CB Radio Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. With year 4 of Brent's favorite jokes.
Wait a minute, what's the game?
We played Golf with Friends.
What the hell is that?
It's golf.
It's golf.
It's video game golf.
Yeah.
Oh, golf. I'm sorry. I couldn't understand what he was saying from that Philly accent.
Anyway, we're back next Sunday night. 10 p.m. Eastern for WTR Sunday at Wrestle Talk Radio. It's WTR Sunday on Facebook and Twitter. It's at Wild Talk Radio. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Tim's on social media.
Yeah, you can follow me at Flames Forums. The Stanley Cup Finals are underway. Florida Panthers lead the series 1-0 over the Edmonton Oilers. I'm tweeting about that. I'm also tweeting about, well, I shouldn't say tweeting because it's X now. So I'm posting news and rumors. I'm also talking CFL football because the season got underway last Thursday here in Canada, the CFL, the new CFL season. And my Calgary Stampeders are undefeated, 1-0. They won their home opener, season opener. I'm really happy about that. I also post memes and I talk about other stuff. And I'm starting to follow at least the Toronto Blue Jays of baseball. I still find it to be a boring game to watch, though, Rock.
Okay, cool.
I'd rather play it than watch it. It's fun to play.
There you go. Case is his own social.
Yeah, I'm on a few things. X, Instagram, and Threads. You can find me at Kyle Driver. I have never posted on Threads, just as a warning. I very rarely post
this
on social media.
This will be the week. This will be the week.
I mean, I added a photo to my Threads account. So
we're
moving in a forward direction, guys.
There you go.
Also, I have a merch store. The link to that is on X and Instagram. I haven't done it on Threads yet because I haven't figured out how to do so. You can click on that, peruse around, should you choose. Much appreciated.
Right.
You can find me on X, Instagram, Threads, either at Kane Kittens or at Kane.Kittens. Either of those should work and get you where you need to. Other than that, you can find me on Fridays with GM Battles. Go Team Intern, go Team NXT.
There you go. That's been WTR Sunday Wrestle Talk. Where you can chat if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch accounts, Prime Gaming Support Channel. Click the purple rectangle button on the screen. You can use Carry Code Box Stock in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Chris, hashtag Epic Partner. Tim, send us home.
Yeah, everybody, have yourselves a fantastic week. Enjoy Clash on Saturday. And we'll catch you right back here next Sunday night, 8 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Eastern, for our review show. That being said, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.